Hello and welcome to the Latest Flow podcast. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Hawthorne. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing all right, Ian. And I believe this is an action-packed Flow podcast.
We have got so much to talk about, which is amazing. Like, you kind of have Christmas, you come into the new year, you think, oh, what's this next new year going to bring? And the first couple of months of this year have been absolutely packed. So you might have seen in this feed, we put one of the talks from the Message Conference, which we'll talk about, but we've had a jam-packed start to the year. So Message Conference, which we did right at the start of February, was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think it surpassed our expectations. You know, you move up to these things a month ago, you're thinking, is anybody going to come? And then it's packed out, but not just packed out with people, real sense of God's presence. And it felt, we hoped it was going to feel a little bit different, more like a missions conference. It's all about going and that was really prayer and mission side by side. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so the whole theme of it was, here I am. You've got a new resource out, which we'll talk about in a minute. And it very much felt like that. We planned the kind of seminar sessions to really hopefully equip people for mission. And I had the joy of reading through the feedback. We sent an email out to everyone who came and asked them to give feedback. And so many people saying, really feel God's given me a call for this mission field, or I feel God's called me to do this work. And it was just dead encouraging, really.
Yeah, and I hope that's a little picture of what is happening with the message, that this multiplication's taking place where we can't take the credit for it. It's the Holy Spirit that's doing for it. But wow, it's exciting if we can even encourage and inspire people to go after those who don't know Jesus and go after the broken. What a precious thing.
Yeah. And we obviously had all our own teams there sharing and doing seminars, but we also had the privilege of having Pete Gregg with us. Fortunately, he did actually come, because a couple of days beforehand, he actually wasn't well at all. And
we were all praying like mad, weren't we, the last couple of days before,
And he was amazing.
Oh, what a servant. You know, Pete is, heads up, I'm sure most people will know, 24/7 prayer, which is on over half the nations in earth, on the earth. This incredible prayer movement leads a significant church down south and a lot more. And yet he just came and totally served, totally bigged up the message, and couldn't really have asked for more from him. He's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and one of my highlights of the conference was listening to his seminar on prayer, and it's just an absolute masterclass on kind of how to be a prayerful person, how to get your church mobilised in prayer. It's all free. You can get that on the podcast.
But you can listen to all the talks, can't you?
Yeah, everything's on there.
So free.
Everything's free. Every main talk, all the seminar sessions, they're all on there, including the Q&A sessions that we did at the end of all the seminars as well, which some of those were great as well. Really get people kind of thinking through these things that we were sharing. So I think it'd be really cool to actually play a little bit of Pete's talk from the morning, where he's talking about having peace, hope and joy.
We get overflow with hope through trusting in God, but also through the power of the Holy Spirit. This isn't just something we try and work up and clench our buttocks and I must be more peaceful, I must try and trust in God. This is something that comes into us by us saying, come Holy Spirit, I need your power. Because there isn't a lot that I read in my newspaper or I see in my bank account or I see in the mirror that infills me with peace and joy and hope. But when I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, when I'm filled with the eternal God, when I'm filled with the source of all love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, all the fruits of the Holy Spirit stuff, Galatians 5, when I'm filled with that God, then I find I am full of peace and joy and hope, right? So it is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so it's really important that we understand that if we're going to be people who are hope dispensers in a hopeless world, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. If we're going to pray for the message, listen, just because they're really cool, many of them, and they can dance and stand on their heads and rap, and others are just really radical, like sacrificial, and they go in and pay insane amounts of car insurance and get their stereos nicked and all the radical stuff. Listen, that's all good stuff, but if you trust in that, it's not going to get the job done. What's going to get the job done is they need desperately the power of the Holy Spirit, who'll come and fill them again and again with peace and joy. Do you know what? You can be uncool, you can sing out of tune, not be able to dance, be a complete mess, have terrible breath, bad hair, but if you're filled with the Spirit of God, you are going to lead people to Jesus, because you're going to be filled with peace and joy and hope, and people are going to come and drink at your well. Amen? And so the Bible says it is not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So if we just applaud and give him some cash and say, good on you, we are not serving the message. It is the greatest thing you can do to get behind Andy Hawthorne, to get behind the message, to get behind your local church, is to pray, come Holy Spirit, fill my pastor as he preaches today. Come Holy Spirit, fill the head teacher at the school. Come Holy Spirit, fill me that we might be so full of peace and joy and the hope of the gospel we might overflow in the world. Amen.
So one of the other things we did, Andy, as I said earlier on, we launched Here I Am. Just to explain to people what Here I Am is. And you've been working on this for quite a few years.
Yes, I have actually. And here at The Message, we gather every Tuesday morning. We gather all the teams, kind of all the teams from the Northwest. So maybe 100, 150 of us will gather in a room. We pray, we worship, and I will journey through a book. And for 4 years, I was journeying through Isaiah. And during that period, halfway through, I wrote a book that we published through The Message. And then at the end, I published another one, Here I Am, Send Me, and Here I Am, Seek Me. David C. Cook, who were a big global publisher, approached us actually at the previous Message conference and said, what about bringing these two books together, reworking the material, but also getting some material, some videos and some small group resources. And so we started to work on that about a year ago, and we finished it back end of last year and released the book, released the videos, released the small group materials in time for the conference. And so we're off. Yeah. Globally for this resource, which is exciting.
And the great thing is you can get hold of all of the kind of training material that you can use in home groups completely free. So it's all available on the website hereiammovement.com. And then the idea is you kind of get the book as well and use that as your kind of study guide alongside doing these things in your home group.
Yeah, read a chapter, gather, watch the video, discuss, hopefully, you know, it can be a real blessing. We're certainly excited about it. And David C. Cook, who are a big, you know, big Christian publisher all over the world, are really throwing the weight behind this thing. So who knows?
Yeah, and we're really passionate, aren't we, about getting kind of resources into people's hands. We do these different resources like books and these videos. The great thing, people can get them for free as well, which is brilliant. So go and check them out and buy a copy of the book. And we also do bulk discounts on books as well. So if you want to do it as your church, the idea is churches will do this 6 week courses in their kind of home groups, their life groups. You can buy bulk copies of that from our website as well. So go and check that out. So let's have a little listen to some clips from Here I Am.
If we want to be used by God, we need first and foremost an encounter with Jesus. God has good works planned in advance for you to do. It's the most exciting adventure in the world. God, change our nation. Break in, soften people's hearts. Don't you long to see a river of life in the desert? Streams break out in the wilderness? Don't you long to see multiple thousands of wild animals giving their life to Jesus? If you do, let God start with you. I'm sending you out to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of the blind, to set the oppressed free. Don't you wish you on your life, you had a moment like that? Well, you have, my friend. You have a call on your life as clear and direct as Isaiah's. It came the day you gave your life to Christ.
The Bible makes it absolutely clear that we have a race marked out for us. We have good works planned in advance for us to do. It is vital that Christians discover what those good works are, seek the Lord, and as a result, the world's going to be blessed. Is there anything more exciting than that?
Here I am, Lord. Send me.
So as I say, you can go to hereiammovement.com and check out all those resources there. And you can order them through our own website at message.org.uk as well. So one of the things we obviously do at the start of the year is we kind of have, okay, what's our vision like for the next year? And we go away with our trustees, don't we, Andy? And spend some time with them. And there's some great kind of talks that some of the guys, or presentations that some of the guys did there, that we also then did at our prayer day, which we wanted to share with you. So the first of those is from Tom, talking about hire. And just for maybe people who don't know what hire is, Andy, just maybe explain briefly what that is.
Okay, so Hire Message Trust started as Message to Schools. It was basically a schools band, and we had a passion and a vision to go into high schools. We're excited that we are literally going in more high schools 26 years later than ever. 264 schools our bands visited in 2018, and for 2020 we want that to be way more. We're building capacity all the time. So we send teams into schools, they take over the RE timetable, they take lessons, they do discussions with young people, invite them to gigs where they can hear the gospel. And it's what we've been known for from the very beginning of the message. We're just stepping it all up, and we got people who can do it a whole lot better than the Worldwide Message Tribe. So Monday next week, we'll be visiting around 50 schools across Yorkshire with our teams. Amazing that after all these years, the doors are wide open to reach tens of thousands. We're believing, please God, by 2020, 2 million young people can be reached this way. So Hire, it's a big thing. It's lamp on a stand stuff, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, and it'd be kind of cool. We thought we'd share a testimony with you before this vision talk from Ashley, who is a youth leader down in South Wales. So we did Hire down in South Wales at the end of last year. So it's Ashley sharing his story about how Hire was for him as a youth leader. And then you'll be able to hear Tom Butler talking about this Hire 2020 vision, how we take Hire across the nation in 2020.
The first I actually heard about Hire was at a Lift event, so I attended that with my youth group that I work with, and it sounded really exciting, the whole premise and idea about Hire and what it was all about. As a local church, it can be really difficult to meet young people where they are and find a way to make the gospel relevant and to share that with them. And just the whole idea of going in with a team of people who are equipped and trained to actually, when sharing their faith and sharing the hope of Jesus in the schools and going to where they are, it just sounded really exciting. There's a partnership between the message team and the local church, where the message team come in with these amazing bands and actually share their faith and get kids excited about the gospel. But then it's not just about decisions, it's about discipleship as well. And so the local church needs to be there to support that and to support decisions that were made during Hire and actually disciple these young people. The Hire tour was just so upfront about the hope that people have, and the bands coming in and sharing their testimonies. And from the back of Hire, we've actually seen I think about another 10 kids who are now coming to our church every Sunday. They're also joining our discipleship group on a Friday, and we also see them at our outreach projects with the Eden Bus on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. And so it's just incredible seeing these kids for the first time just asking important questions and starting journeying with their faith. What's really exciting about discipling young people is that whole journey of faith. And with the kids that we've worked with, we've seen loads of kids actually make decisions, and seeing them develop in their faith is just amazing.
So yeah, so as Andy said, 264 schools done, 113,000 young people seen face-to-face in 12 months. That's pretty incredible, right? I feel like Hire, that's worth getting excited about. Come on, we did this. This is what this movement did, which is pretty amazing. Hire basically is the wraparound piece to all the evangelists. We get all the people like Ben, all the bands, and we just basically wrap something around them. They can go in their best format to as many young people as possible. And our job, I think, is Hire, is to count well, is to lead well, is to be apostolic in our thinking, is to push the boundaries so that we can dream together of shifting culture. We can dream of seeing a culture-shifting number of disciples. So we have got very good at monitoring and trying to assess numbers. So if I get my next slide, we are meticulous, and we have learned how to count really well. That's why I have brilliant people like Judith on the team to help us. Yes, Judith. who is really big on this, stays up all night obsessing over this after missions. But basically, we want to count the right stuff. So we can count how many teams we fundraise and try and get into an area. We can count the number of schools. We can count the young people reached. We can count the response packs given away. We can count the partnership. We can count the follow-up sessions run. Young people reading the Bible. We can even count the responses. I think it's really important that we do record salvation and who we think's got saved. We can never target that. So we have tried to get a relatively complex and good system. Next slide. We've done it for all of them. So 17, 18, all, Yorkshire's going to get the same. And it's so important that we count well. So when we feed back to our partners, when we feed back to people, we can give them some robust figures. This is all now available in public on the website. We want to be accountable to our goals as we dare to dream of reaching lots of people face to face. A little bit of detail for you. We've actually run three styles of hire. So next slide. First of all is the message run stuff. Both Hire and Manchester were taken on by us, full liability by us. We got the sweats when the money was tight. We got the sweats when the schools weren't booking in. But actually that was not sustainable as we try and grow hubs, as we try and grow the movement, and as we try and reach more people, we've got to accelerate it. So Hire, Midlands and Manchester was more about a provocation and a provoking for the message in partnership with the people in the local hubs, so big churches, big ministry, small churches, anyone who's up for it, basically. And we've done that to great success through Midlands and through Wales. But also what came along and surprised us was Hire Cambridge and Hire Jersey, where basically they took all financial liability for it. They basically took the brand, the concept, the people, the time, funded it, backed it, got us into schools, and delivered some incredible mission. So we've actually developed, successfully delivered three models. The reality is model one is going to kill all of us. We've got to look at model two and three if we're going to roll out 2020. So that is the way we're going to approach 2020. So what have we learned? Too much to write on one slide. But in essence, young people are still interested in the gospel. I mean, shock, horror. Shut the front door. Someone stood at the front of a message prayer day saying people care about the gospel. We do. Young people do. Let's join them up to it, because there is no greater thing than being in a relationship with God. We have the ability as a movement to get in a large number of schools. We can do this at a level that's unprecedented. You talk to some of the other ministries around the UK and they dream of this kind of level of influence in schools. We've got an open door. It's our responsibility to steward it well, to draw people with us, to get as many ministries in behind us, in front of us, alongside us, and to go together as we partner to try and reach a generation. Our teams are unbelievable. The legacy of what the seed that was sown when Andy started, the excellence, the commitment, the passion, the resource that's been poured in, we do something. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and excuse me, this is arrogant. I think we're world leaders in it. That's not me being arrogant, although in probably a fleshy moment it is. I just think we've learned something over 25 years with the investment that we've put in, that now we do something incredibly well. And we need to be unashamed of that. But also, with great power comes great responsibility. Hey, come on now. And I think it's our job to steward that humbly and to give it away and to keep investing in others with it. So we're looking to partner with other people. We're trying to look to see that grow beyond us. This stuff isn't easy. And also pioneering and also developing a product at the same time is a real challenge as we've done the twin tracks. So we've basically hit a point now where we're looking at 2020 going, what's the plan? What's the big next step? Here it is in headlines. We're going to do, bearing in mind we've only ever done four hires in a year, we're going for 18 in 1 year. Yeah. Some of you are like, what? Yep, 18 in 1 year. We're going to dream of reaching 150,000 young people face to face. We're going to do 14 tours in hub regions. This is how the conversations have got to. We've still got a lot of detail to try and bottom out over the next couple of weeks, but this is where we're heading. We've also got four external ones. These are the four external regions. Cambridge are going again. Channel Islands going again. Southport, Liverpool and Belfast. We're well on the way with these. So what have we started to action? Well, first of all, communication of our ideas has a huge priority as we engage with churches. So we're looking at a whole bunch of ideas around how we do that better and trying to put the effort in now. We know what we do. We know how we do it. Can we write it up? One of the ways we've done this is the manual and the guide. This is something to give away to churches, to youth leaders, so they can basically run Hire. And also the guide is for young people, kind of once they've made a response, to guide them through the process. If you just made a response, this is what you've got to do. We're just trying new things. We also need to brainstorm, and this is something we're going to look at together, is how can we train better? Use things like email marketing techniques, podcasts, vlogs to deliver ideas better to church leaders and youth leaders. Let's get into the details of that. Higher sessions. Next slide. This is our follow-up strategy. This has been phenomenally well received. The content is outstanding. We've done it 6 times now, so it's got better every time. We've constantly reviewed it. We don't get any issues with the actual raw content. What we've learned is youth leaders are in decline, paid staff is in decline, so we've got to basically turn this into some sort of video resource that can be plug and play from a volunteer that just hits go, someone communicates, and then they can basically disciple them on the hoof. So that's where the effort's going into higher sessions. But what a great thing to have a honed resource that started in partnership with Light YFC, The Message. Then getting feedback over mission on mission, we've actually really refined something that we can give away and give to people for free. Digital is the only way we can go viral and reach this many people. So we've got a huge investment into digital, trying to figure out how we can do things better. So what we've done, next slide, is that we've started a portal, which if you've ever done a mortgage application or you've done any kind of like digital thing with your university or something, there's some sort of portal that walks you through the next stage. You've got to upload documents, you've got to put in your information. We've created one for hire. Maxim and the team have worked incredibly hard on this. It's got all of our best ideas in it, and it just means that we can collect large amounts of data from churches. We've got 52 churches' contacts now in the Message database through Hire Cams as we tested this. We know the church leader's name, his email address, his date of birth, same for the youth leader. Do you know what I mean? That is really powerful data to harness for mission, and it makes the ask easier to say, can you just sign up to the portal and we'll figure out the rest. And we've also got an email thing that tunnels out afterwards with all the extra information. So final slides. Let's not forget the vision. We're trying to reach a lot of young people. We are trying to reach 100,000 people, and we're called to do hard things. We're a pioneering movement. We are a go and do hard things kind of movement. I believe we can do this. I've got full faith for this, and I think it's going to be a beautiful thing as we build ministry, as we develop hubs, develop relationships that stand us in the stead for the next 10, 20, 30 years as we do ministry across the UK and beyond. Thank you very much. Amen.
That's amazing. And as Ashley talked about in that previous video, obviously one of the things we're really passionate about is follow-up, isn't it, Andy? It's not just let's go and do a gig and preach the gospel, but it's actually about making disciples, isn't it?
100%. I mean, the only thing Jesus is counting is disciples. It's great to sow lots of seed. It's great to go out. And all the evidence is that it takes people 7 times to hear the good news before they respond to the gospel. Clearly, everyone's different, and some people first time, bingo. But generally, on average, it takes 7 times. That's why it's important to go and keep on going and sow and keep on sowing. But for some of these young people, thousands of them, it'll be their first time they hear the gospel relevantly communicated. So that's precious. But the goal, the ultimate desire and passion is disciples, people who truly give their life to Jesus, turn their lives around and start to live with him as Lord and all the beautiful things that entails. So we have a suite of resources. We have an app. We have follow-up courses. We're all the time seeing how we can improve our discipleship programs. And it's all done in partnership with local churches and youth leaders across the region.
Yeah, so I know last night over in Yorkshire, they had a training evening and had 30 youth leaders there, kind of training them how to then deliver the follow-up resources.
And that's so, just one of like dozens of training events that have been happening in the build-up to Hire Yorkshire and every time we do a Hire.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be kind of nice to play you a clip of one of the videos that we then show at one of those follow-up sessions, which kind of explains about what the gospel is.
There is an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving creator God who designed and created the whole universe. You are a part of that creation. You are not a mistake. You are meant to be here, and your life was made with a godly plan and purpose. That is to know God and to be in relationship with him. God's creation was perfect, but we wanted more. But there is good news. God set into motion the greatest rescue mission in history. He sent his son Jesus to live the perfect human life that we had failed. And Jesus took our punishment by dying on the cross. And he took our brokenness so that we could experience life. Jesus destroyed the power of sin and death over us, because after 3 days, he rose again from death back to life. This allowed us to receive God's forgiveness and to share in this new and eternal life that he has made possible. All we have to do is trust and follow him for the rest of our lives. He doesn't ask or expect us to do this alone. The first thing Jesus tells his disciples is to go out and to make more disciples. This is what we now call the church. It's not a building, it's a people just like you and just like me. We unite all over the world in prayer to grow in our faith and ultimately to worship God.
Great stuff. So do please pray for Hire in Yorkshire over these next 3 or 4 weeks. We're going to be seeing tens of thousands of young people, and we know how important prayer is in actually making sure that those kids respond to the gigs and that they turn up to the follow-up session. So please keep praying for us. So Advance, Andy, we've talked about Advance on the podcast before. Again, we shared someone's story at a message conference about their experience of Advance, because Advance isn't just about platform evangelists. Obviously that's a big part of it, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, what actually happened was, I'm guessing it might be 3.5 years ago, I went away on a retreat for a couple of days in the Lake District, and I really strongly felt God say, it's time to put the lamp on a stand again with Hire. Go after big venues, go to as many schools as possible, reach the masses of young people with the gospel. Really go for that. And out of that, Hire was born. But also, try and mobilize a servant-hearted, beautiful army of evangelists who will carry the gospel out. You know, maybe they won't do it from platforms like our bands and like a lot of our preachers. They'll just be people who love the gospel and love to share it. And so as a result of that, I gathered 12 young evangelists around me, some of our most fruitful guys who have a heart of evangelism, and I started to invest in them. And I said, within a year, I want you to be thinking you could gather people around you. Well, that one group has now become 60 groups with over 500 people gathering, being equipped. And one of them is this girl, Amanda. And now she's not naturally a preaching evangelist. She just loves to gossip the gospel. She loves to invite people to Alpha. And we want to resource and equip people like that to be more fruitful, to faithfully share the gospel, to live the kind of life that God will, you know, will draw God's attention and he'll honor and bless, so they can reach loads of people for Jesus. And that 500, over 500 now, we're confident, because we've got the plans, we know we're talking to, we'll be over 2,000 by the end of this year. It's growing that fast. So it's exciting. It's a bit out of control and it's crazy.
Absolutely. Well, let's have a listen to Amanda's story, and then Ben will share the vision for Advance 2020.
So I first heard about Advance through Emma Owen. We both go to Point and Baptist Church, and she'd run a number of Alpha courses that I'd brought some friends and colleagues to. So she asked me if I wanted to be part of her group. When Emma first asked me to be part of her Advance group, I wasn't quite sure why she wanted me. She was currently working with people who were band members from The Message and evangelists who were speaking to hundreds of people all day long for their job. But what I realised is, as long as I'm obedient and willing, God will use me and he will send me. I think the Advance has had a massive impact on my life. Before I did the Advance, I was incredibly shy. I didn't share my faith. And it's just given me the tools, it's just equipped me, it's just given me a boldness to be able to tell people about it. I was talking to a neighbour recently, and it's one of those situations that I'd normally run away from, and it just came up, the opportunity was there, and I just was able to share with her that I was a Christian, and since becoming a Christian, it's changed my life and the way in which it could change her life. I just think that it is so important that everybody hears the message. They're lost without that. So I just feel on my heart that we should have a boldness about our faith, not keep it to ourselves, and just share it with people, tell them about how this God can save us and how he can change your life and transform you. He can give you a worth and an identity. And I just think that is too precious a gift to keep to yourself.
We can rattle through these first few. This is obviously just the overview that you guys are all aware of exactly what we're trying to do. We had the launch last year. We're moving towards our big summit event on October the 12th, where we're going to gather these 1,500 evangelists from across the UK and really commission each other to go into the nation across 2020. It's not just another year of missional opportunity. This is about intentional proclamational evangelism across the nation in 2020, which is why we're putting so much time and effort into equipping the evangelists for the task that's going to happen. And then we'll celebrate all that the Lord has done through 2020 in the spring of 2021, because we know that he's going to do stuff, because we know that when we preach the gospel, people get saved. And the nation is going to be transformed, because we are aiming to preach the gospel face to face to 2 million people across the nation, indirectly through media and social media to 20 million people across the nation. And you can't expose that amount of people to the gospel in one territory and not see transformation in the land. It's impossible, because God will move through it. You don't sound as excited about this as you should be. And there we go. We're starting to play catch up. All right, that's good. So these are some of the organizations that we've got on board. We had 100 come to the launch at Lambeth Palace in October. These are just some that have jumped on board already and said, we're definitely all in. And we're now chasing up all of the other guys and gals that came along and saying, look, what exactly are you going to do in 2020? What level of mission are you going to be involved with? You know, if I was reaching out to us here at The Message, the reports that we'd be getting back would be from Tom saying, well, this is what we're going to do. It's going to be the higher tour, and it's going to be on this scale. And you're going to get to hear that in just a few moments' time. But as we go to other organizations around the country, we're hearing similar things of people saying, well, this is what we're going to do. And you start hearing these things and you think, man, if you were the only organization doing something in the UK in 2020, that would be a very exciting amount of stuff that was lined up for the year in 2020. The fact that we have 100 denominations and organizations minimum that are saying, no, we're in and this is what we are going to do. And some of these organizations, no disrespect to them at all, some of these organizations are very small. They don't have huge amounts of resources in terms of finances, in terms of people, but the faith goals that they're setting to actually say, no, we are fully up for this, and we want to make whatever we do completely centered around the preaching and the proclamation of the Jesus story. And it is truly exciting to see what could happen. So let's move on. It's all going to hinge around the anchor point of these groups. And if we get this group stuff right, then what it's going to mean is that we genuinely have an army that can go into the land. Sometimes we get a bit queasy and uneasy about using the army terminology these days. You know, it was popular back in the day a little bit more. So we're an army for the kingdom, you know, and we go and we take the territory. And you know, I think we should get comfortable with the language of army, because we have a right understanding that we're not an army in the sense of to go and to do bloody battle against other human beings. We're an army of peacemakers. We're an army of people that will go into the world and bring this gospel of peace to bear, because we have to seize the territory. We have to, because the darkness is strong. It's powerful. But the good news is that the light of Jesus is stronger. And so as we take this powerful message to the world, we can reclaim the territory in the power of God. But we have to prepare the soldiers to go and do it. Now, as people sometimes say to me, this question came up in my seminar at the conference on Saturday. What is the difference between the average believer and the evangelist, you know, in terms of their commitment to sharing the gospel? And I think it is as simple as this, actually. I didn't answer the question this one Saturday, and I probably should have. It's as simple as this. Yes, good laugh. So I think it's as simple as this, which is the average believer, everybody has a responsibility for evangelism. The average believer is the average soldier. I think the evangelist is just the SAS person, that person with just a little bit of sharper focus, a little bit, you know, higher skill set that can be dropped in to a specific situation to serve a specific purpose. And that's what these groups are to do. They're to take the average army person and help them develop, but hopefully help them develop into an SAS. Go get them and get the job done, right? SEAL Team 6, all that stuff, right? So at the moment, we currently have 60 groups and 500 evangelists. That's already good. That's really good. Because guess what? 3 years ago, we had one group with 12 people in it. I just spat on you. I'm so sorry. But be blessed by it. It's baptism. It's an anointed spit. Receive it. More, Lord. Salvation. All right, good. I'm really sorry, though. I have been ill for 2 weeks, so you may now die. I'm so sorry about that. But you'll die saved, so it's all good. We now have 150. No, we don't. We have 60 groups and 500 evangelists. We're moving towards getting 150 groups and 1,000 evangelists by the summer. So by the time we have our conference in October, we are hoping that the 1,500 evangelists that come, around about two-thirds of our 1,000 will come along. It's going to be very hard, obviously, for us to get them all to come along for various different reasons, but we want to get as many of our 1,000 as possible to make up a good chunk of that 1,500. So we're working super hard to grow what we currently have, 60 groups to 150 groups, and what we currently have is 500 evangelists into 1,000, and we're seeing great trajectory already. We're seeing lots of different groups of people say, we want to start, we want to get this going. We want to open this through our entire network. I had a great meeting a couple of weeks ago with a group of people called Filling Station, who run essentially alternative kind of church services, evangelistic church services across rural communities across the UK, about 100 of those that they have. And they were like, we'd like to roll this out across the UK. We reckon we can get 10 groups launched immediately, things like this. So we're seeing the opportunity happen, and the growth will happen through our Exploring Advance events. Massive shout out to Matt Walls, who's been working so hard on this stuff. A huge amount of the growth that you're seeing in this movement has come because Matt Walls has been hustling super hard, particularly on these Exploring Advance things. He was in Cornwall last week and saw how many people came to the Cornwall things. So we've exposed to about 80 different people or so through those to talk to them about what Advance is down there right in the southwest of England, and say, look, we want to do these groups. Do you want to get involved? Through our partners, through natural multiplication, through events. Look, so much growth happening right through the movement. Next thing, our Next Generation Alliance partnership, that's Lewis Palau's mentoring scheme. They have 700 evangelists, mainly in North and South America. They want to use all of our Advance materials to train all of their evangelists right across the globe. So that's incredible. That's more and more. We've got active nations at the moment: Germany, South Africa, Uganda. It's awesome. We're hearing great stuff come from there. Canada. We're about to start up some new stuff in the USA. Andrew Palau's about to start a group. We're going to start in the Philippines. I'm going to Poland in a few weeks. We've got Denmark, Cuba. Who thought we'd start a group in Cuba? Lewis Palau are going to start the they're going to translate all of our materials into Spanish so that we can hit Latin America in a major way. And our first territory that we'll hit will be in Cuba. So there you go, evangelism and cigars. And by August 2019, our goal globally is to have 2,000 evangelists being equipped across 20 nations. I went 42 seconds over, but what can you do? What can you do?
So if you've been inspired by that vision and by Amanda's story, we really want people to get involved, don't we, Andy? People can get in contact with us, can't they?
100%. And if you want to go to our website, you can find everything you need to know about Hire, about Advance, about the Enterprise Centre, we're about to talk about so much more, message.org.uk. But specifically, if you feel like, I'd love to be equipped and resourced and meet with some other guys or girls and just discover, you know, how best to communicate the gospel in my context. We really want to help you in that. So Advance.
Fantastic. So yeah, as you said, Anna, we're going to talk a little bit about MEC now. So the Message Enterprise Centre. So that's now 6 years old, which is crazy, isn't it?
Can you believe it's gone quick.
And Sam, your son Sam, did an amazing job at sharing the kind of vision and heart for what the MEC is about. Maybe just before we play that, just give people like a real quick snapshot of why we even started doing the MEC. What's it all about?
Yeah, well, if you look at Jesus' ministry, that's clearly our model. He preached the gospel to the masses, 15,000 on a hillside. He went after huge crowds of people with the good news and advanced, spoke about the good news of the kingdom and healed them and saved them. But he also then poured his life into the ones and twos. He spent so much time with the prostitutes, the demoniacs, the gang members, the rejects of society. And I believe it's that tension, a heart for the most forgotten people and a big vision to preach the gospel that's going to see transformation. So I've heard about the big vision with Advance and Hire, but in a way MEC is that salt and yeast. It's forgotten people, people in prison who are unemployable and they've got no qualifications, and yet Jesus has got faith in them and we've got faith in them. So when we see people saved in prison, and we're seeing hundreds, we can meet them at the gate, give them a home, give them a job, give them a support. I mean, it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's so right. And I love the fact that when our team gathers, on Monday we'll gather for our prayer day and, you know, maybe there'll be 200, 250 people in the room, all the team, so many of them have got stories that would make your hair curl. You know, the stories were rejection and abuse and addiction and crime, but now they're serving Jesus full on, and it's just such an encouragement to worship and pray with them. So that's the Enterprise Centre, is a building next door to our centre where we have a suite of businesses, but it's a vision to see this grow all over the UK. We've now got Enterprise Centre in Cape Town, South Africa. We've got starts of stuff in Vancouver and dreams for enterprise across Germany, and so it's another thing that's going to become a global movement, I'm convinced.
So our vision, I've been involved in four of the last 6 years of the MEC. Our vision has stayed the same, that's still trying to rebuild people's lives through socially responsible business. However, we've changed in that we're not exclusively just working with people outside of prison, although 70% of our referrals come that way. We've now opened it up to people that we class as significant barriers to employment. So that includes people from Eden, from church, from staff referrals. And we do that in five ways, which is tailored discipleship through a mix of Christian counselling, group Bible studies, mentoring sessions. We do it with full-time employment at the living wage. We offer accredited training through a pool of local colleges so that every single person that graduates can finish with a qualification that lasts much beyond the 2 years that were with us here. We're also able to offer safe local housing, either one of our own six houses that we own in Wivenshaw. So we have over £2 million worth of property that we own at the moment. But we also have a lot of Christian landlords that we're able to place people in, and a loving Christian community, which includes the 150 or so that you're of people here who are positive role models, but also the local church that we try and do everything that the message in partnership with. Very quick glance at this year. So it's been another action-packed year. We have seen highlights such as the first team member graduate out of the Oaks into our apprentice program. We've relaunched our cafe and catering business. Five team members were able to graduate from the MEC into full-time employment elsewhere. We've added the beautiful, I say beautiful Paul, as I'm allowed to say that, and the lovely Jill, even though you're both beautiful, in September. And the businesses have continued to grow month on month. And in November, we saw the best ever figures we've had across the last 6 years. And this time last year, I think when I got up and spoke here, but also to the trustees, I said we want to do four things. We want to have more people coming through our programme. So we've never really struggled in terms of getting the apprentice funding or the positions, but we have struggled to get the right people through our programme. So we've done lots of work developing our networks to increase that. But also we want to create a much better value to people that actually joined us, which includes giving them qualifications and much more wraparound support and the discipleship, and help people become as employable as possible when they graduate us. We also set the target of reducing our trading losses by 50%, which we did, but we've also continued to grow that month on month. And the fourth one was that we wanted to develop this whole project around Wivenshaw. So that includes this church partnership we're going to do on the grounds of the Oaks with Ivy. It includes an Eden team that's going to be going to Wivenshaw. But also, we've got this aim of having 50 houses in around Wivenshaw that people from the Oaks are going to go graduate into, and just create a community and plugging people into that local church there. How we actually got on. So in 2018, we had 10 people that we saw come through the Oaks. We had 17 people that came through the team member program, the MEC. And although not every single person was able to get to graduation point, some people we referred on to various rehabs and other partner ministries. We've shown that people that do stay with us go on to do amazing things. So of the four people who graduated the Oaks last year, every single one of them were able to offer a position in the MEC. We were also able to offer them housing in one of our own houses. And same again for the MEC. We had five people that graduated in July time, and every single one of those, we were able to help them get into full-time employment, either with us or with one of our partner businesses, and also help them get into their own safe local housing and plugged into a church as well to continue the support. But we are looking to grow outside of Manchester, and we've created almost like a franchise model for the Enterprise Centre, which we're looking for all of our hubs to now replicate. Such exciting news, which we're now going to call 34 Neal Street in Covent Garden, London. The fundraising event went amazing, so all systems go for a May launch for London. And such good news is we've highlighted a manager already who is an absolute genius of the coffee world, and so we're really excited for how he's going to take that forward. So if you ever find yourself south of Birmingham, please do make the trip to check out our coffee shop. And if you find yourself south of Italy, make sure you check out our coffee shops in Cape Town, South Africa. The newly rebranded Gangstar coffee shop is currently employing five team members, growing every single month. And funny enough, they're going to launch a new coffee shop pretty much the same time we're doing the one in London as well. So there's going to be two coffee shops that are running in Cape Town, and they continue to do amazing work. So for this next year, this is what I told the trustees we wanted to achieve. We want 100% of people graduating to full-time employment. Last year, we want at the very least 90% of the people to do that. We also want to be at absolute capacity with the MEC and the Oaks. So that involves eight new team members, involves eight new Oaks residents. Our finances continue to improve every month, but we want to increase again by 50%. And add five more properties to Wivenshaw. So we've just purchased this latest one, which our building team are going to start restoring, which then people who graduate from the Oaks can go into. But we want to have five more properties that might be linking with the academy growth, might link in with the Eden teens, but as a particular focus on our team members.
So No Flow podcast would be complete without talking about the other major thing that we do as an organisation, which is Eden, which is our community transformation work that we do. Again, we always have these amazing testimonies, don't we, at our prayer days, Andy? Just people sharing stories of what's happening in some of the most broken communities.
Yes, we do. And we've got a new Eden national leader as well. It's Sarah Small. We're thrilled that Sarah, who's been involved in an Eden team in Merseybank, tough estate here in Manchester for the last 5 or 6 years, has now taken on leadership. Tom Grant, annoyingly, who's this amazing guy who was doing that job, really felt drawn back into his estate and really felt he wanted to go back into the estate, live in a tough community in Netherton and serve. And so he's taken a pay cut, a far less prestigious role, but what a beautiful heart to do that. But Sarah Small has stepped up and filled his shoes, and we're delighted that we've got, you know, a woman, another woman on our UK leadership team, because I don't think leadership's male. I think, you know, God's looking for heart, gifting, calling, and Sarah's got all those things in spades.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? Well, let's listen to Abby and Lewis's story and testimony that we shared at Message Conference. And there's going to be a whole bunch of Eden testimonies at the end of that as well.
What really matters is God's heart for the poor and the people who are downtrodden. And why not live in an area that nobody else wants to live in?
The most exceptional people I meet are in the Eden areas. There's a real excitement because people hope actually for a brighter future. To be on a journey with a community, to be able to watch it and see it change, to be able to feel like you can actually really contribute something that really matters.
Yeah, it's living life in an area that need some life giving to it.
Yeah, I think if you're starting to live life and it doesn't have adventure, you can go a bit stagnant, really. And all the little things that don't matter seem to matter so much more. But actually, one of the things that I love about Eden, it keeps you grounded, it keeps you on a proper adventure. And for me, that's why I can't stop doing Eden, in a sense. I always loved the idea of getting stuck into community and the heart, really, of it, of giving to the people who need the most. 15 years on, we still believe in Eden. We still believe in that stuff, and we still believe in the message. Jesus tells us to go. He tells us to go and make disciples. People are actually desperate to hear about Jesus. They're desperate to be given hope. They're desperate to experience God's love.
I'm Ali and I'm from Eden Islington in Salford. We started English classes back in September, October time because there was just a need for that. Where we are is really multicultural, which I just love. So we now have these English classes at church once a week, and there's people from about 7 different countries. And it's amazing how the classes just gelled. So we have the class, then we do a Bible story with them and pray. And the option is they can leave after the class if they want to and not stay for the Bible study, but they all stay. We have a WhatsApp group, and they're all putting prayer requests on there now. They love us praying for them. And this Muslim lady who lives on the estate has started bringing her son to church on a Sunday morning. She comes to church because she says, I know that God answers my prayers when I'm here. And every single thing she asks us to pray for, God's answering those prayers. I don't know what God's doing in this, but it's amazing watching it.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm a team leader at Eden Partington. I woke up this morning to a Manchester News headline about antisocial behaviour outside Tesco and how the parents of a lot of the young people that we work with are going to be threatened with eviction if they don't sort out their antisocial children. But there's a bit of a backstory to that event. So basically, the kids had given the security guy at Tesco a bit of hassle. That same night, we were out on detached, and one of the young people came up to me to apologise. Now, in my world, that's enough of a miracle. So the Tuesday the Tuesday of that week, we'd had a youth club. I'd had to ask some guys not to come in after they'd gone out to smoke weed because I'm not really meant to have drugs in church. And they weren't very happy about that. And one of them snuck their way back in and I'd had to ask him to leave again. And he squared up to lovely little Beth White and that's not okay. So then I had to threaten to phone the police and then he left. But the following Friday, he was like, I'm so sorry. I was bang out of order. I was off my face. And yeah, it was just genuinely apologetic, and which was amazing. But then Aaron, the evangelism ninja over there, whapped out his piece of paper and his Sharpie and started drawing circles and explained the gospel to these guys. And yeah, they were just really genuinely listening and really interested. And I'm sure there were some kids that were going from one little group to another little group to make sure they'd heard it twice and asking for prayer. One of them prayed back, like, so we prayed for him, and then he was like, right, I want to say a prayer for you now, which was well cute. And I'm not saying this is a finished story, like, they're coming to the youth group, it's really challenging, because there's, like, 15 of them that love it, and have been there for, like, a year, and then there's all these new rowdy ones, and they're like, we don't want you in our building. But we're loving them and trying to love them consistently with boundaries, and it's messy, but it's lovely, and they're asking for prayer all the time, which is great. And can I sneak an extra one in? Thanks. So it only struck me this morning that this is well exciting, which is stupid. Upstairs in your meeting room, there's an Edeny photo from Partington with the back of a kid's head on it. And that kid has been sectioned under the Mental Health Act for the last year. But actually now, over the last month, she's been brought to church twice by her carers. And it's messy and it's complicated and she has to get stalked constantly and you have to lock away the staplers. But it's beautiful that she is coming to church and she's been allowed to come to church and starting to see that as part of her identity again. So that's exciting, but keep praying for her.
Hi, my name's Jez. I'm married to Ali, so I'm from Eden Islington as well in Salford. Yeah, and we're super excited. Just after half term, we're going to start one-to-one mentoring with six kids on the estate through the local primary school. And these are children that the school have been really worried about. The police have already been dealing with them. They've been branded as teenage pregnancies waiting to happen, or, you know, a couple of them just guaranteed prison time unless something can be done. So we've just got this fantastic opportunity to spend an hour with them once a week for the next year. And I'm also really excited that although this is something that we as an Eden team have pushed and we're leading, that actually most of the mentors are coming from our church. And it's just really exciting to see that our church, just the people coming to our church have a real heart for the community and really want to invest in these kids. So we're really, really excited about that.
So good to hear all those stories from Eden. Andy, we're sitting recording this podcast in your office. I'm looking across and for some reason you've got a bike in your office. Tell me what that's all about. Yeah, are you doing another crazy challenge, maybe?
I'm afraid so, mate. Yeah. So I'll be cycling another 100 miles this week trying to prepare this aged body for a big challenge at the start of May where 20 of us are flying out to Canada and we're going to cycle across the Canadian Rockies from Calgary down, Lake Louise actually, past Calgary, down to Vancouver where our message hub is based, over 600 miles, over 10,000 metres of climbing, which is the real hard bit.
So the Rockies, that sounds hilly.
It does, yeah, yeah, so don't tell me. So yeah, we've done this twice before in South Africa and Israel, raised a lot of money, but also had an amazing time of fellowship. So some of our supporters are going to join with me and we're aiming to raise £175,000 for the work of the message. It's only going to happen if people sponsor us and it won't be tend to be people giving thousands, it'll be thousands of people giving, you know, generously towards it. So if you'd be willing to sponsor this old fella who needs to lose some weight and put in some serious training in the next couple of months, I would really, really appreciate that. And it'll all be ploughed back into the kind of work you've heard about in this Flow podcast. So you can go on the message website or check me out on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter and you'll see all the links there to support. It's called the Cross Canada Challenge. And indeed, it is going to be a challenge, but it'd be worth it if we can raise that kind of money and as a result, see loads of people reached.
Fantastic. And if you're listening to this thinking, I want to get involved and how can I support this work? Obviously, you can do that. You can go onto the website. You can give. There's a donate button. You can do that. But we're also wanting people to do church visits as well, don't we, Andy? We want people to you know, share what the message does in their churches, and we can also send speakers and kind of support them in that way as well, can't we?
Yeah, pretty much every weekend we will have multiple people out in local churches, inspiring, reaching. I mean, we train up evangelists, so whenever our guys go out, people come to Christ. There's always an invitation. And so, you know, if you'd love an evangelist to come in your church, but also we'll share the vision of the message. We'd love that. And if that's something that would work for your local church, please get in touch with us. And I think you can do that through Sam Wright, isn't that?
Yeah. So if you can, so Sam Wright oversees our church visit strategy. So you can email him at sam.wright@message.org.uk, or you can just give us a call. So that's 0161 946 2300 and ask for Sam, and you can have a chat to him, and we can see whether we can send one of our guys and come and do a church visit. It's always people always inspired and love having those church visits. So yeah, by all means do that. So Andy, what can people be praying for us in the last month? Obviously, we've talked about a lot today, and all of that stuff needs prayer, doesn't it? But anything particular on your heart that people can pray into?
Well, obviously, be praying for Hire as we visit 50 schools. That's 50,000 young people, I would think, are going to hear the good news across Yorkshire, and pray for fruit that lasts from that and real unity amongst the teams. Pray for our finances. There's a constant, you know, need for finances, and it's now literally extra hundreds of thousands of pounds. So we know where so much is coming from. But each month we need to see a miracle, and God provides in the most remarkable way through his people. But please pray, because the devil doesn't want money to flow into the message, God's work. I really believe that. So please pray for our finances, pray for disciples, and pray for workers. We need Eden workers, 144 new Eden workers to fill our 12 new teams that we're going to launch this year. Pray for Academy, Message Academy, 18 to 25 year olds who'll join us. And if you are one of those people, if you're somebody who thinks, oh, I could be part of an Eden team or join the Message Academy, please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
And yeah, keep praying for us. Thanks, Andy.
Cheers. God bless.
Thank you.